and welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. It's fall, and people are cleaning up their gardens and getting their yards ready for the winter season. Joining us now for Dakota Midday's semi-regular gardening segment is Norm Evers of Norm's Greenhouse and Nursery in Aurora. He's also instructor emeritus of horticulture at South Dakota State University and former manager of Macquarie Gardens in Brookings. Norm, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Glad to be here.
And if you have a question for Norm Evers, you can email us at midday@sdpb.org or call us at 800-524-3604. Norm, what's the fall looking like over the past couple of weeks? We're starting to get down below freezing overnight now?
Yeah, it's every night it's getting down in that frost area or a little bit below, down to 30. What it's done is really brought out the fall color on the trees. The maples, the sugar maples, the hard maples, and the hybrid maples are all in their pea color right now in our nursery, and they're super this year. And the red oak, the pin oak, and the scarlet oak are also in their peak fall color. Bright red, and we've had excellent weather for that. We've had sunny days, cool temperatures, and days are short. That's what brings on that fall color. And we haven't had that really hard freeze that knocks the leaves off yet. It's been just enough to hurt tender things on the ground, but it hasn't froze high up in the trees yet.
Well, let's turn to some of the questions that we've received. Here's one about lawns. Is this a good time to overseed lawns to give them a head start for spring, or is it too cold now?
Well, it depends on what you're using as a seed. You don't want to put bluegrass in once the ground temperature drops below 60. And I think the ground temperature is plenty warm yet, but it's coming to a close here pretty soon, because if we get temperatures down in the teens, that's going to drop the ground temperature as well. But you can overseed now and hope to get some germination on it. But I personally wouldn't do it now. I'd wait till spring.
When you talk about the soil temperature, that's more important than what the air temperature is?
Yes, the soil temperature is a critical thing. It's like planting shrubs and trees and perennials this time of year. It's a great time to do it because the roots will continue to grow as long as the soil temperature is up above freezing. The roots will continue to grow until actually the ground gets frost in it. And we got a good month yet of that where the ground isn't going to be froze at least any deeper than 1 inch. But for seeding new grass, that's a little different because you see grass on the surface. That's right on the surface, and as soon as the ground starts freezing, that grass will not germinate.
We had a phone call, it looks like we dropped it, from Brookings, and if I recall it, he was wondering about if this was a good time to plant deciduous trees.
Excellent time, very excellent time. Most of them are good to look at now in garden centers because they have their fall color, and you can pick your tree by fall color. And we've had a lot of customers coming out and thinking that they want a certain tree, and then they see another one with better fall color, and they change their mind. So it's a good time to view them at the nurseries and garden centers to see which trees really do color up well in the fall. And it's a great time to plant because the ground temperature is warm enough yet. The roots will continue to grow for at least another month, and as long as they don't dry out and so on. The danger this time of the year is some homeowners turn off their yard irrigation the first frost or two, and you need to keep watering that tree up until the ground freezes. And we've had good moisture here. We're in great shape right now in the Brookings area for moisture.
Here's another question about trees. What do you think about planting aspen trees in a frontage parking area between the sidewalk and the street? I know they tend to sucker, but I know they also are hardy for this part of the country, and I love the way they look in the autumn.
Yeah, the aspen is often mistaken for birch because the bark is very light on it. And the harder it's grown, the whiter the bark. As far as putting them on the boulevard, I've seen it done, and it's okay, but they do sucker. And it's possible that your whole boulevard would be solid aspen in time. However, most aspen don't sucker terribly bad unless the root system is disturbed. In other words, if you cut the root someplace in the area where it's rooted, that's when it's going to start suckering. Normally, they don't sucker that bad unless you cut that root system.
Are there certain trees that are best for planting in those boulevard areas?
Well, in boulevard areas, you have to keep in mind that that soil has been completely altered when they built the street. When they build a street, engineers make sure that the compaction is 90% on the street. That keeps it from heaving and thawing in wintertime. However, they also extend that beyond the street somewhat, and that means the boulevard. And if you got a wide boulevard, it's probably not a real problem, but a narrow boulevard is definitely a problem because you got 90% compaction. That means there's no air down there. The roots got to have more than 10% airspace in order to grow. So the roots would be very surface if you plant them in a boulevard that has that kind of compaction. And that's probably why on the boulevards it's tough to grow a good grass because it's compacted. They don't have aeration underneath there, and it just dries out.
We have a question from Joe, an email from Joe in Vermilion regarding roses. In past years, he's put grass leaf clippings on top of the rose bushes up to 18 inches deep each fall. Wants to know if he can just trim the roses down to, say, 12 inches and cover them with the same grass leaf mulch.
Yeah, that's a good mulch to put around them. However, I wouldn't cut them back till spring, because you don't know how much dieback you're going to get. If you get a mild winter, you may not have much dieback, so you don't have to cut them back that bad. But danger of cutting them back at this time of the year is that if you're cutting them back now and we get, let's say, a couple, 2 or 3 weeks of above normal weather, which is possible, then they're going to start growing again, and they're going to be using energy, and they should be storing energy, not using energy. Anything you cut off now that's green is storing energy for next year. So you want to keep it on as much as possible. And roses, most roses species, the new hybrids that are hardy, they keep their leaves going into the winter. So I would not be too eager to cut them back until spring.
Here's probably have time for one more question. This one, an email about daisies. Last year, I scattered the seeds from dried daisy heads all up and down a strip of soil on the north side of the house. The area gets sun. They didn't do much during the spring and early summer, but in late summer and now throughout the fall so far, they've started popping up all over the area. And she wants to know if she should transplant them now. They tend to be clustered together, not necessarily where she wants them to grow. Or should she just leave them alone and see what happens next year?
Well, when did she seed them?
Looks like last year, so I'm assuming last fall?
Right, last fall, yeah. The daisy is a perennial, of course, and it needs moist, cool conditions in order for it to germinate. And perhaps it didn't get enough moist, cool conditions last fall before it froze up. They need to be what they call stratified. And in other words, they have to go through that cold treatment before they'll germinate. But they have to also be moist in that same period. And you're going to have them coming up probably a couple of years in a row, because the seed don't all germinate at the same time. And I wouldn't, if they're real thick, you could divide them now and separate them and replant them, and they'll do fine. Just water them in good when you do it, and they'll do fine. This is a good time of year to actually divide some of your perennials and replant them.